Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. My name is Andrea Jackenford, and I need to change the account, credit card that's on file for my Omex subscription.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd be happy to assist with that. I'm sorry about that. Kind of had a bout there.
Oh, bless you.
Trying to get back to you. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay, let's see. All right, I'd be happy to assist you with getting, I think there's a couple of ways we can get it updated, but whatever you would like to do. If you could please provide me again with your name.
Sure, Andrea Stackelford.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Shackelford. You probably told me that, but I was sneezing pretty hard, so.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I'm sorry. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
The mailing address? I think, well, I know the ship's the 183 Shackelford Cove here in Arkansas 72364.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. It's a little muffled there.
I think it shipped to 183 Shackelford Cove, Marion, Arkansas 72364. But if you
okay.
need, is that the address you have on file?
Yes, ma'am. It does show your name, and it does show that it's the shipping address. The account does also have a billing
PO
address.
Box.
As well. Yes, it does
okay.
show a billing address as well.
Okay, so that's PO Box 256, Marion, Arkansas 72364.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I said the mailing address is P.O. Box 256, Marion, Arkansas 72364.
It does not show that as the billing address. It actually
what?
Shows, yeah, it doesn't show that as the billing address. Possibly, okay, I see what I've done. This is an old order. Let me go back to the original.
Okay, that may have probably had a Memphis, Tennessee then.
Yeah, this was like 2018 order that I pulled up. Have you ordered recently?
Oh, I have.
Okay.
And but you know what? It may be under my dad's name now instead of mine. I think that's what happened because it was under mine. And that was, oh my gosh, I forgot that 38125 or something, Germantown, Tennessee. I think that was it.
Okay, what's his name?
Willie Robinson.
Okay, R-O-B-I-N. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N?
That is correct.
Okay, not pulling up that name. What product is it that you have for Momax?
The fish oil.
The fish oil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when's the last time you've received a shipment?
Oh my God, he said he just received a shipment not too long ago.
Let's see. Now, we've had some changes, so let's see maybe if.
You know, and maybe I just didn't update my address, but if it was from 2018, yeah, I moved since then. But it was Germantown, Tennessee. I don't even remember that P.O. box. And I know it's,
excuse me.
I don't remember that P.O. box.
I'm sorry about the delay. I'm trying to get into an older system.
Okay.
Do you know what email that what email he's been using? Has it been your email?
It may be my email. It may be alshack25@gmail.com.
Okay. Let's see. I need the email. Copy email. Let's see if that will do it. All right, we're going to find out some information. Let's see. One way or the other. excuse me, I'm just trying to find out if he's in the older system. It means that, well, I'll see here. All right, so let's see, maybe this is the, nope, that's the order that shows four. Okay, do you, okay, you mentioned that it may be under his name now, so let's see, I can also check another place. Ma'am, are you still there?
I'm here. Uh-huh.
Okay. Shackleford. Let me look in. And I'm sorry, that's not, what is your dad's first and last name again?
Willie Robinson.
Okay. Yeah, let me correct that. I was putting in. All right, so that's last name. First name. So would his address be the one that's used, or would it be the address that you just provided?
Oh, it would be the 183 Shackleford Cove, Marion, Arkansas.
Okay. Okay, I think this is... probably it. Let's see. All right. So I did, let's see, in the older system, I got an account pulled up showing your dad's name, but that was 2015.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm doing. I know I'm still being charged.
What charge is it?
Oh, gosh. I think it's like $80-something, I think. Let me... as long as I'm not sure it costs.
Okay, let me look at that. All right, so let me just exit out of those. Excuse me for just a moment.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, thank you for holding.
No problem. Are you allergic to me?
Oh, I tell you, I must have gotten in some dust. I did do a little bit of. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. Well, let me try the email in here. Have you found the charge? And I was going to say, making sure also to check the name that's by it.
I have not. I'm trying to log into my computer now.
Okay. Well, let's see. That's two. 16. Oh. And I did also, I found a excuse me, a second account under your name from Germantown, Tennessee, but that was last shipment for that one was in, looks like it was 2016.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see. I know what, I thought maybe I put it under his name.
Let me also look here. home either. Okay. All right, I'm still searching on my end here. We do have another way to place orders through one of our websites that it's for the fish oil only, but so far I've not pulled up anything with your dad's name or your email.
Oh, don't worry.
Okay, no, it's nothing mm-hmm. that's there.
Okay, here it is. Okay, so I see I have a charge on May 31st.
Okay.
$89.95.
Okay.
Yep, and this is the number, 1-800-765-6691. Mm-hmm. I don't have a merchant number or anything like that. But yeah, March 31st, 2022, $89.95.
Okay, and the name by it is Omax Health?
Yes. Omax Health Inc.
Okay, March 31st, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd. Let's see. Excuse me. You know, there are different ways that names and all can be put in. Let's see. Do you mind if I use some of your card information to look in the old system?
I do not. Go ahead.
Let's see.
Okay, because I saved my card. It's probably 4270.
Oh, I don't need the whole card, though.
You just need the last four?
The first six and last four.
Okay, so, yeah. 4270-82.
Okay, that's the first six.
In the last four, 1600.
Okay, 1600. All right, so let me look in the older system.
1500.
Oh, 15? Okay.
Mm-hmm, 1500.
All right, so we recently had a migration, but let's see. 2018, 2019. All right, hold on. 2021, so I think that's it. Yeah. 30/31/2022. So let me open this up. What was the difference with the name I put in before? Let's see. Let me exit out of here. All right. Thank you for providing that. Now it does have Andrea Shackelford, 183 Shackelford Cove, Marion, Arkansas, 72364. I don't know what the difference is, but it would not come up when I put it
well,
in.
Well, let me ask you, how was Shackelford spelled? Was it S-A-K-C-K-E-L or S-A-K-C-K-L-E?
It does have E-L.
Okay, that's right.
Okay, so what does it have? That's what it has in the online store, too. Maybe it was the way I just wasn't spelling it right. But now I'm pulling up the current one. I was only pulling up those older ones. Okay, so it does show, pardon, the last shipment was March 31, and this is for what's called, it's an old subscription called a 3-pack.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so this, pardon me, his next shipment, pardon me, was supposed to be June 29th.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And let's see, it says you called in, well, that was 2019 to update the card info. I was going to say you called in June 10th, but that was 2019.
I'm going to need to stop calling in around June 3rd.
All right.
I guess one time every 3 years is not bad, though.
No, if you don't call in that often, that's actually a good thing. That means you're not having any problems for the most part.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have different requests, but yeah, this is our old system. Actually, we've migrated over to the online store, so I'm not sure why this one has not. I tried putting in. Oh. Now check 25. Well, isn't that odd? What is it about the email? It must be something about your email. Let's see. Something's different. Now, the old order that I pulled up does show the alshack25@gmail.com. When I put in your email from the old account, it shows the same email. Oh, I see what it is. It's misspelled. Or it's... Yeah, it's supposed to be Gmail. That's why I couldn't. It's G-A-M-I-L instead of G-M-A-I-L, which is not your fault.
Okay.
So, it made a different... Okay, so actually... Let me correct that. So that's good.
Okay.
That I found. Well, you found it. You gave me your.
No, you found it. I didn't find anything. You did.
All right. So let me correct this email. That edit. All right. Oh, if it doesn't tell me email already exists. But anyway, let me. Email already taken. All right, that shouldn't. That's so odd. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but it does show the subscription for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. I think once. Let me pull up the subscription. Let me get out of this. From that old system. And thank you for providing the card info. But that's what it is. The email had the typo in it. So his next shipment is still the same. It's June the 29th, excuse me, for the three boxes. Still has the same three boxes and okay, whatever the cost is, let's see. It's really odd. This is now through the online store, but since he hasn't had an order since the migration, it doesn't show the cost, but it should be the same cost for that $89 plus the, is it $89.6? I exited out there, but the charge that you show in your statement.
$89.95. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it should be the same shipment. So it'll still be the same every 90 days. But let me see if it will allow me in here to update the email in the subscription itself. Because as long as it's updated, you can receive your order confirmations and your shipping info. And I'm sorry, after I did all that searching for it, I didn't really find. What did you call in for again?
I just want to update my credit card.
Update the card? Okay. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that part. I got caught up in this. All right. So.
No problem. I appreciate you for doing the research and for getting taken care of. So I have to call back in the next 3 years, I remember.
Once his order ships out, if you would call us back, probably once the order ships and the account pulls up, it'll kind of like make you allow you to, or allow us rather, to make a change with that email. But when I tried to do it through your profile, it won't allow me to do it. You can try signing into the, pardon, the online account. I can't even send the account invite because your email is not right. So you would have to try to, that's kind of crazy though. Really kind of crazy. I can't update it. I just say to, after that order ships, see if it will allow us to do it at that time. All right, so what I can do, I can't send you the link, which is the way now that's recommended to try to update it, so I'll have to manually do it on my end.
Okay.
And so if you could please provide that card number.
Sure.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 4270-8290-7894-8624.
Okay, and the expiration?
424.
Okay, so that's May of 2024, and the security code?
180.
Okay, 180. Okay, thank you. Oh, goodness, I didn't know I was going to have to put all of that in. All right, so it's asking me for billing address. So if you could please provide the first name for the billing address.
Andrea, A-E-N-D-R-E-A, last name Shackelford, S-H-A-C-K-E-L-F-O-R-D.
Okay.
Billing address, P.O. Box 256, City, City State zip code or just zip code?
P.O. Box, I'm sorry. Let me get the P.O. box right. And I'm sorry, you said 256?
Yes.
Okay, and that city and state, please.
Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Arkansas, A-R, zip code 72364.
Okay, thank you. And these automatic fill-ins, they try to offer you. Okay, they like for the, oh, to be small, so let me just back up. Okay, so confirm. All right, so now the card is showing it's updated for the visa that ends in 8624 and expires 4 of 24.
Awesome.
All right, I'm so sorry about that delay, but I was determined to find that account. No, so I'm glad we did.
I'm fine. I appreciate you so much.
Certainly, ma'am. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, ma'am. You've been great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Omax Health.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.